to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Police officers successfully withdrawn after completion of Kikonge gold mine operation. Solar project sparks uncertainty for over 60 Luansha farmers. In global news, ECOWAS lifts all sanctions against Guinea. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Police officers successfully withdrawn after completion of Kikonge gold mine operation. Solar project sparks uncertainty for over 60 Luansha farmers. In global news, ECOWAS lifts all sanctions against Guinea. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed the successful withdrawal of police officers who were deployed to the Kikonge gold mine operational area in Mufumbwe district following the completion of their assignment. The police spokesperson, Godfrey Chilabi, says the officers were withdrawn in line with the approved operational order and plan after completing their duties, which commenced in May of 2025. Mr. Chilabi explained that during the withdrawal process, officers encountered temporary mobility challenges caused by the flooding of the Musawenji River and the surrounding swampy terrain, which rendered access roads impassable to motor vehicles. He says the Zambia Air Force was subsequently engaged to provide aerial support, enabling the safe transportation of officers across the flooded area and their reconnection to the M8 road network. Mr. Chilabi has dismissed circulating media reports suggesting the officers were stranded without supplies, clarifying that all deployed personnel had sufficient rations and operational necessities throughout the operation.
Contrary to circulating media reports, the Zambia Police Service wishes to clarify that despite the temporary road and terrain challenges, all deployed officers had sufficient rations and operational necessities. The Zambia Police Service also assures the public that it continues to execute its constitutional mandate of maintaining law and order, preventing and detecting crime, and conducting security operations in Mufumbwe and other districts. The Zambia Police Service acknowledges the Zambia Air Force for the timely provision of the operational air support and effective inter-agency cooperation.
At least 60 farmers in Luansha are facing uncertainty following the groundbreaking ceremony for a 200-megawatt solar photovoltaic power plant by Metro Gold Limited, a project expected to cover approximately 250 hectares of land in Muva Hill Local Forest Reserve. The affected farmers say that they were assured of continuous communication and engagement prior to any development, but they are now shocked that the project's groundbreaking ceremony was held while issues surrounding compensation and relocation remain unresolved. The farmers have since appealed to the project developers and government authorities to urgently address their concerns, stating that the development should stating that development should not come at the expense of their livelihoods.
So this season,
we have no food. We are 75.
Speaking earlier during the groundbreaking ceremony, the Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo urged local leadership and Metro Gold Limited to ensure that all affected farmers are resettled amicably.
They should benefit one or the other. So it's important that they engage. Even the farmers who are in this place, Vanier, we should make sure that they settle amicably without any problem. This is what we want to see. And also, we have some companies, when they start some projects, they just want to buy from their fellow friends. Whatever they are buying, or even nails, they want to buy from their fellow friends. We have local companies here in Luansha. We hope they will also benefit from this project.
At the same event, Metro Gold Limited Chief Executive Officer Matamio Simwanda says the company remains committed to transparent engagement with the affected communities. He explained that once completed, the plant will generate approximately 336 million kilowatt hours of clean energy annually, helping to offset about 130 tons of carbon emissions that will otherwise be produced by conventional energy sources.
The project will create a lot of opportunities, but we recognize that this project is supposed to be managed with respect to the livelihoods in the area, the local leadership, and the community concerns. On behalf of the team, I would like to say we are committed to transparent engagement, fair processes, making sure that the local communities benefit from, for example, local employment and skills development.
Meanwhile, Hungarian-based firm ReEnergy Chief Executive Officer Peter Krupanziski disclosed that his company has invested $240,000 in the project. The opposition New Congress Party President Peter Chanda has withdrawn from the 2026 presidential race and has endorsed lawyer Makhebi Zulu as his preferred candidate. Mr. Chanda states that the decision is a deliberate move aimed at fostering opposition unity, promoting political stability, and steering the country toward more productive national leadership ahead of the next general elections. He explained that the decision followed extensive consultations within his party, as well as broader engagements with fellow opposition leaders, and has expressed confidence that Mr. Zulu has the capacity to unite the people of Zambia. According to Mr. Chanda, the opposition remains deeply fragmented, a situation that he says continues to weaken its effectiveness and undermine its credibility in the eyes of Zambian people.
Honorable Makhebi Zulu is an aspiring candidate in the Patriotic Front. I want to state this. From New Congress Party, we don't believe in planting the seed of discord. Just like I stated to you yesterday, I believe you have already had that discussion with Honorable Given Luminda. Honorable Given Luminda deserves to be respected, and I pray that as you accept this invitation for you to stand as presidential candidate in the New Congress Party, sit down with the Patriotic Front leadership, because we understand the predicament in which the Patriotic Front is in.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has called on opposition leaders who have criticized government's energy diversification agenda to acknowledge the transformation currently taking place in the sector, which he says has resulted in improved power supply. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony of a 20-megawatt solar power plant at the National Resources Development College, NRDC, in Lusaka this morning. Mr. Chikwete says the opposition has persistently criticized every initiative